This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today, part three of the message we began on Monday on Labor Day on the seven things that God says He hates from Proverbs 6. You may not have thought of a list being in Scripture about things that God says He hates, but it's in Proverbs 6, 16 to 19, where God identifies things in your life and in my life that He hates to see. We talk about different ones each day. We'll continue with talking about murder, the shedding of innocent blood, how that's one of the things that's identified, hands that shed innocent blood. We'll begin each day with reading the whole text so you have a sense of the total, and then we'll continue with that admonition. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. God bless you as you listen. It's in Proverbs 6. We're preaching through the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, just a few verses. It goes like this. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Any murder that takes the innocent life is a hand that sheds innocent blood, and God says it, He hates murder. This is really interesting. Do not pollute the land where you are. Why? Bloodshed pollutes the land. An atonement cannot be made for the land on which the blood has been shed except by the blood of the one who shed it. I don't know how many people have told me they've gone to battlefields like Gettysburg and Vicksburg and other battles around where the Civil War battles, and they said, you feel something on the battlefield. I've often wondered, is it because of this scripture where bloodshed defiles the land? It's just a thought. I'm just sharing that as my personal thought on it. Let's bring up Exodus 1. This is an episode that most people in this room, I guess, aren't even familiar with. When Israel were slaves in Egypt, the midwives of Egypt who delivered babies among the Hebrew people were told to kill the male babies. You can let the girl babies live, but kill the male babies. Listen to what happens in this incident here. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiprah and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on the delivery stool, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and they give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families of their own. You can argue the abortion issue all you want, and you can talk about economics all you want with it, and this political statement and that political statement. All I'm just saying to you today is God says, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. You can extrapolate anything you want out of that, but that's what the Word says. The next one, a heart that devises wicked schemes and feet that are quick to rush into evil. Why would God be against a heart that devises wicked schemes?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we'll deal with that issue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or to find out how you can become a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope. That web address again is crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.